And the rain is bucketing down, and it's kind of one of those evenings that you wish you had something warm and comforting to go home to. Well, if you are a foodie, we got a marvelous new cookbook to talk about. And in the studio with me are those responsible for this wonder, Teresa Rattray, Audrey Lauterbach, and Emily Allen. How lovely to have you all here and looking so happy. I thought you'd all be washed away, and I thought no one was going to pitch because it's like...
Not a chance.
It looks like hellfire and damnation outside, but in here it's like cool. Okay, well, let's talk about it. It's called Gather. It looks absolutely exquisite. It's a cookbook. How very, very delicious. Teresa, how did the... Maybe we'll just go like this. I know that you have a very deep history with St. Anne's, and I see from the inscription on the book that it's the St. Anne's Old Girls Cookbook, put together, I'm sure, with love, but also for a purpose, isn't that so?
Yes, absolutely, Dave. We did the book to raise funds for bursaries, obviously for St. Anne's, for girls that can't afford to pay the fees, and that is why it's a labor of love.
So the book is... gorgeous. It's being sold to generate revenue for a very good cause, and we'll talk about that for a second. But let's now talk about the book itself, because, you know, there's something about a good recipe that most people want to hang on to and keep secret, because you don't want to go to a dinner party and find that your special recipe is now being reproduced by your friend, and maybe she's done it even better than you, dare I say it. But I'm just suggesting that maybe women and men that cook don't like to share the recipes. How did you manage to get all of your friends and old girls of the school to part with them?
Well, it was an initiative that we said, share your recipes. Who gathers around your table? Share with us what you eat when you gather. And yes, part with your favorite recipe. And I must say, we had a great response. I had to choose out of about 200 recipes. I had to choose about 60. I think I've got about 60-something in here. And I've even shared a recipe that I haven't shared for 30 years, so that was a biggie.
Do tell, spill the beans, what is that?
it's called an Italian Double Diablo, and which is actually double devil, double chocolate, and it's an Italian chocolate wedding cake.
Oh my, no. You know, one says, you hear about people that love food saying that you eat with your eyes first and then you hit it. Which is, I'm sure, true. And part of the success of any good cookbook is the imagery, the photographs. And Emily, you've been responsible, together with your husband Chris, who is a legend of the long lens and the close-up and everything in between. How did you go about... Because food photography generally is cheating. I mean, most people put all sorts of inedible stuff on the... They do. I've seen it. I've been in that business.
No, Dave, that's no longer the case. That used to be the trend, but I can safely say that we ate every single bit of food that Teresa cooked. We then photographed it, and then we ate all of it. So what you see is definitely what you get. No tricks.
Okay, so then, now the question, how did you manage to get the shots? Because it's difficult to shoot food in a way that makes it look delicious.
Well, we did work with an absolutely amazing food stylist, Bex, who we all know from Delish Sisters. So all of us are old girls from St. Anne's Old Girls, Bex included, and Teresa put this team together of all of us. And she is an incredible food stylist. So she came with very clear ideas of what she wanted and all the styling and all the different details that go with not just the beautiful food, but how to make it look amazing. And then Chris, who's incredibly good with the camera and lighting, and I put together all the right lighting. And yeah, it was a real team effort.
And now getting to Audrey, who's been sitting very quietly.
Change.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but you can. Obviously, the access to the market is important, and you have this magnificent food emporium in terms of cooking at the Lifestyle Center in Bolito that creates this almost Aladdin's cave of everything that the cook, chef, the foodie wants in the kitchen to prepare these gorgeous things. Are you also going to be carrying copies of the book?
I was the first one to buy a copy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But are you going to be selling them from the store? Because I'm just wondering, I don't know if people these days like to do the online thing, but
absolutely,
you know, something like this, when you see it, and I've got one in front of me, and when you take a look, I mean, it's sold.
It's
you
difficult.
Can't not go home with it.
Absolutely.
Dave, sticky coconut rice. I mean, there it is. Wow. Burnt Basque cheesecake. Oh, triple chocolate layer cake. Here we go.
I think there's a recipe in there for
my
everybody.
Goodness gracious. Know. I see there's quite a lot of desserts in here. Is it a kind of general mix of things? Or
general mix, absolutely.
Okay.
What do you eat when you gather?
Do you have food that you can cook in during lights out on the braai?
Yes, we've got a whole chapter on the braai.
Okay. So, Audrey, this is going to be on sale at Cook-In as well?
Yes, it has been for the past 3 weeks when it was actually launched.
So you come to me 3 weeks later,
oh,
and here
sorry.
I'm breaking the news excited here like this, and it's been out there for 3 weeks.
No, we had a slow, soft opening. We will be having a launch date to be announced, and it's available in our store and also in our online store. So we're able to assist St. Anne's, and we're able to ship it all over. Nationally and internationally. We've just had 5 books left today. It's going to the UK.
So the online business is now, because you've always been in retail, close up and personal is part of your magic, is that people can interface with you. You are very enthusiastic, and you share so much with love and passion. Online is something that is a bit remote. How have you managed to bridge the divide?
Dave, yes, we did that about 18 to 24 months ago. We have a lot of customers actually visit here from Cape Town and Joburg, and then we just give them an extension of our service. So it's quite important for us to do that.
Okay, so you're absolutely the paradigm shift. You move with the times,
100%,
head of the curve.
100%.
And the store here is still remarkable. I see things all the time that I just drool over, because it's gorgeous. And now with this book, you're adding a different dimension to the stock.
Yes.
This is good. Now going into the printed world.
Fantastic. They've actually printed about 5,000 copies. So Gather is not St. Anne's first book. I remember when Teresa approached me about 10 years ago when we were in Hilton and in Nottingham Road. And she actually said to me, we've got a book called A Dainty Morsel. Would you assist us and sell it? And we did.
It was amazing.
You've already proven the concept. Now you're hitting it with this big project.
Absolutely.
How many recipes are in here?
Around 62.
So that's really good value. And what is it going to sell for?
485.
Okay. So this is a beautiful gift for anyone that fancies themselves as a bit of a... what is the polite word for a foodie or a lover of food? Not a big fat guy, like.
I would say
a gourmand.
A gourmet, yeah. But not really. They're simple recipes. Mm. They're not complicated.
I think that's one thing that really impressed me, that if you have a fear of going into the kitchen, we often have customers who come into our store and they are intimidated by the tools and things we have. So what it is just to ease them into the kitchen. And for me, what Therese and her team have done is phenomenal. There are entry-level recipes. There are recipes in all different categories. And also cooking across all cultures as well. And it's really a fantastic book.
And they are all delicious.
Yes.
Because I tasted all of them. Because I love food.
Well, if you had to select, which would be your favorite?
No, don't do that to me.
Hey,
no,
yeah. Teresa, do you have a favorite?
I do, yes. Mine is the burnt Basque cheesecake.
Ah.
It is fabulous.
Audrey, any favorites on your course?
I haven't started yet, Dave. But I promised Teresa I'm going to cook one recipe a week.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm worried about the waistline.
Well, don't worry. Yeah. We should start at the beginning and work our way through week by week.
Why don't we do that? Because they're all delicious. It's very difficult.
Wait for the cake section. Yeah. It's a whole chapter on cake.
Well, I started flagging them, and eventually I ran out of little flags. I gave up.
Absolutely fabulous project, because look, obviously food is marvelous, and when it's prepared like this, when it's presented to you like this, it just makes it even more marvelous. When it becomes accessible, you can do it yourself, that's even more fantastic. But the real catch for me is that it's going towards the funds raised, going towards
good cause.
Such a good cause.
Absolutely. Bursaries.
And you know, all of us have a responsibility in this beloved country if we're going to stay, and I think we are. Education is the single way out of the mess that we find ourselves in, and it's absolutely vital for the future that we produce youngsters of caliber, and those that have been denied good education because of financial constraints. There's an opportunity here for someone who's going to benefit hugely thanks to your efforts. So thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for this magnificent offering to the world of culinary delights. I wish huge success. And for anyone wanting to grab a copy, are they available currently at Cookin?
They're available currently at Cookin, and also they can also go online if they want to ship anywhere. Or ship it as a gift to somebody. We gift wrap and we ship it all over the country.
Can you get a preview of the book online? Is it available to have a look at?
No, it's quite difficult. There are a couple of teaser recipes taken from some of the categories. So it's a little bit of a, how can I say, culinary teaser.
Okay, well, you're just going to have to trust us because, you know.
It's gorgeous, Dave.
Yeah, I'm really looking at the pics, and if the pics are anything to go by, I'm going to come back and tell you if then if you've added glycerin. No, I'm sure not. It's just such an exciting project.
And you can also follow Gather on Instagram. They've got their own page.
Yes. Gather Recipe Book. It's Gather Recipe, hashtag Gather Recipe Book, and there are lots of teasers on there.
So you also for, and also the Cookin Instagram and social pages.
Yes, and Cookin. Yeah.
And lots of if you have just quickly caught the end of this and wondering what we're talking about and why, but it sounds like such fun, you want to catch up. The good news is this is going up as a podcast on the Afternoon Show podcast platform straight after we wrap up the show, and that will be available for free download anywhere you go in the world. You'll be able to hear all about it. So my very special guests, Teresa and Audrey and Emily, thank you for joining me on the Afternoon Show. And thank you for this magnificent book called Gather, a St. Anne's Old Girls Cookbook with a cause, for a cause. I wish you great success with it, and can't wait to start cooking. You are on the Afternoon Show, which is now, I hate to tell you, coming to an end because, well, you know, all good things must come to an end at some stage. But the music continues 24/7 on your favorite station from